Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Thought we needed different music for the start of this hour from Harry Connick Jr.
The weather outside is frightful.
Here we go.
But the fire is so delightful.
This is a little unusual for this time of year. Dave Murray is with us after we had a really solid snow on Saturday morning, Dave, with about 5 inches where I live. It has fallen down here in St. Louis, as you just said on the air in a recorded forecast a moment ago. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing great.
This is pretty much across the whole state right now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is to some extent. It's a broad band of relatively light to sometimes moderate snow. It's a very dry snow. However, just in the metro St. Louis area, the further south you go, the less and less snow has fallen. There are some places you get south of 44 and down 55, some of the grass is still poking through. But you get into the heart of Metro St. Louis, you get on 44, especially 40 and 70, it's a mess. It's just a mess.
Yeah, well, and that kind of fits with where I was coming from out in, you know, the Fenton High Ridge area, and Gravelly was fine. 270 was even fine. Once I got on 44, it was not fine at all. And this
right.
is what Sue's been experiencing this all afternoon, right? Not only on 44, 64, 70, et cetera.
Yeah, anything north of 44 is jam-packed, and it's awful. But 55 wasn't bad. But then, of course, we had an accident there, Dave, and it screwed it up. But as far
well,
as...
that's, yeah.
Yeah, but snow-wise, it's so much lighter, because when Mark was saying, oh, we got 5 inches at my house. We didn't get 5 inches. Fred, you get 5 inches?
No, it wasn't that bad. In
yeah, so it really is disparate.
And that's the difference between a sloppy, wet snow that's relatively, I mean, it causes some problems, but it's relatively easy to drive through. Yeah, the road's got a little bit slushy, but this is, we're 24, 25 degrees. I think we just went up to 26, but we're still, this is hardcore snow. And the flakes are tiny, tiny little flakes. They're really slippery snakes, flakes. There's a lot of abrasion that goes on with these snowflakes, especially when it makes contact with a surface. And that's why a dry snow causes more problems. Sue will certainly attest to this. A little dry snow causes way more problems than a bigger wet snow.
That is 100% accurate.
Looking at, not that I'm allowed to legally interpret the radar as a non-meteorologist, but looking at the radar, it looks like there's some heavier bands that are even in mid-Missouri. And then if you go up to like Bloomington and Peoria in Chicago, they look like they're getting more snow. Is that accurate?
Yeah, it's certainly possible because it's a broad band, but I think we'll start to see here in St. Louis the steadier snow start to pair off. Yes, there are some bands in central Missouri. They're going to kind of kick off to the northeast, But I think our snow after 7 o'clock or so will start to taper off. But some snow still in play up through about midnight tonight, and then it's done.
And I don't see really any precipitation issues later in the week, but man, it's going to get cold, isn't it?
Ugh. It is really going to get cold. The warmest day looks like it will be Wednesday. We'll be ahead of an Arctic cold front, a little southerly flow, but we're still talking a high in the 30s, 39 degrees. The Arctic cold front comes through Wednesday evening. Could be some snow flurries with it, but it doesn't have much moisture. We're going down to 16 Wednesday night. Thursday, the high is 23. Another front comes through late Thursday night and into Friday. There will probably be some snow with that, but it's a little too early to say if that's a big deal. It probably is not going to be a big deal, but it's just cold, and it's cold through the weekend, probably cold into a portion of next week.
Keep us posted, Dave Murray.
I don't like it.
Thank you for the update this afternoon.
Like it.
Yeah, well, you know, it's winter. Right? It's not winter. That's what my daughter said. It's not even winter yet. I'm like, yeah, that's
it's
true.
It's not even winter yet.
Thank you, Dave. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
You got it.
All right, we'll talk soon. So one of the things that we did, Fred was still out of town, got back on Sunday. Sue, this is a whole other topic, but I feel like I really screwed up Thanksgiving dinner this year. I screwed up the turkey.
Did you not brine it? What happened?
We had it brined by Whole Foods, but then I don't know what happened. I don't want to talk about it. It's painful, and I didn't like the way that the whole meal went down.
It's my fault.
It's on me. But we went and got the Christmas tree. I'm trying to think what
day
we did
that. Oh, I'm excited by that.
Yeah, so we went and got the tree. I think we went on Friday. Okay, so let me back up here just a little bit. I sent you a picture of the tree.
Yes.
And
yeah.
I have a question that I'm going to ask you. And Ethan should be in here as well. If he's out there doing something, I wanted him to kind of take part in this he could. Let's see, 3 years ago, I go to this place on Manchester Road. It's in Ellisville, Baldwin, and it's a big Christmas tree lot, and they have beautiful trees, and we get Fraser firs. So I look at a Fraser fir, and you might remember this story.
Yes.
$150 for the Fraser fir.
It was a huge expense.
But it was a nice, nice tree. So the year after that, that was 3 years. The year after that, I went to the same place, and I spent a fair amount of money, and the tree sucked. It was dry right away.
Oh, that's
and
not good.
It wasn't good. And then I went to last year I went to Lowe's. Same thing. The tree sucked. Wasn't good, right? So not happy with the tree experiences the last couple of years. So we got a friend of ours that says, well, you got to go down and do Andy's Produce down in House Springs. So if you keep going down Gravoy past my favorite Walmart, the High Ridge Walmart, you keep going down there and there's a Hardee's. I used to meet our friend Kayla, who is kind of our part-time nanny who lived, way down in a different part of the state. And she would meet us there when she was taking care of Alexa for the weekend. But Andy's Produce is right there. And On the front of Andy's Produce, it says retail and wholesale. So they probably sell vegetables to restaurants and things like that. But they have a big tree lot that's apparently very famous. And we had some friends that said, oh, we always go down to Andy's. So I go down there and they have trees, just beautiful, beautiful trees everywhere.
That.
And I tell
okay.
the guy, I should have got the guy's name because he was awesome. And I said, well, I'm looking for a Fraser fir. Well, that's what we got. So he's kind of pointing in the directions. Here's the 6-7. Here's these. So we get a tree. We find, I think it's like 8-9 feet. And I pick it. I'm like, I like this one a lot. And we look at the price tag. Now, I want you to tell me, it's a big, beautiful tree. Fraser fir. How much was that shooter?
How tall is it?
It's about 8 or 9 feet. 9 feet, I'd say.
I would say $100.
Okay, $100. This is kind of like the price is wrong, right? Mm-hmm. Fred, what would you say?
I'm going to say $200.
$200, right? Ethan.
I'm going to go ahead and go in the middle and say 150.
Oh, look at Ethan kind of cutting right
difference.
Up the middle there. Guess what? Fred is right. Yep, you guys. Fred, you guys are wrong. It was
$100.
Fred, technically, if we were playing the game, you overbid because it was $199.
So okay? I would win.
Yes. Yes. Actually, you would win if we were playing the Price is Wrong.
Gosh.
Good thing we weren't.
Now, back-to-back wins.
Let me say something about the price tag on that, okay? Because that I've never spent that much on a tree. Right, and then you got to tip the kid who tied it onto the tree.
So you're over 200.
We're over 200, right?
Holy
there you go.
Cow.
Plus, you got to tip the kid.
Fred is redeemed.
We tip the kid $20 that puts the tree on top of the 4Runner.
Well, yeah.
And as we're driving back home, we look through the sunroof and we're like, "Is that tree still there?" And it was.
Oh.
But it had moved a little bit from the tie down situation,
well,
right?
Sure.
But allow me this afternoon to recommend Andy's Produce for a variety of reasons that have nothing to do with the trees themselves. Because the dude that I talked to, who I think is Mr. Andy, I don't know, but he was so damn funny. I could go down.
Andy something.
Maybe, but you don't know. Maybe Andy's another dude. But this guy was hilarious. And he goes, now they have huge trees. I mean, trees that are 3-4 times bigger than my tree.
Gosh.
And I said to him, I'm like, who in the hell gets those trees? He goes, you'd be shocked. Some people come here and they say that's not big enough. And if you could see the size of these trees, you would be stunned by them. And those, by the way, so mine was $199. I would have thought those would be like $800. They were $450, and they're like three or four times the size.
Yeah, some people have, you know, that vaulted ceiling.
Right.
Like it's three stories when you walk in, and I have seen them where they decorate that whole thing, and you would need it for that, but darn.
But this was not only a tall tree. These were huge. You see how mine's kind of
fat?
They
gotta be full.
Yeah, it's fat.
Right. It's a very nice tree.
It's a very full tree. But the big ones that they had, so the guy, I start talking with the guy, and he was hilarious. I'm just going to call him Mr. Andy Frotis. And I said, you really? You got people that buy those? He goes, oh, yeah. He goes, now, I had the Toyota there, but you guys know, and this is very pretentious, but the story applies. My other car is a Jaguar, right?
Yes.
That I've spent way too much.
Did you see how I let him out of it?
Yeah,
he still said it?
Don't
do
that.
Okay.
But I have to for the purposes of the story.
Okay.
Okay, you're going to understand this in a second.
Okay.
So I said, really? He goes, yeah. Some lady comes in here one time, and she wanted one of the big trees, and she's got a Jaguar. And I said to her, you want me to put that on top of the Jaguar? And she says, yes, I hate him and I hate this car. Put it on top of there.
And there you have it.
So Becky was there earlier.
Well, that's what I said. I said, wait a second. Was my wife here already or something like that? But I thought that that was amazing. This guy who I was talking to at Andy's, who I would love to make a regular part of the show on Celebrity, was fantastic. He was so funny. And I don't know if he's the guy that's always there, but he was great. And I thank him for the conversation and the entertainment. And as of Friday, Andy's had a ton of beautiful, beautiful Fraser firs. And I feel, and I'm just going to tell you, because this gets into my head with Christmas trees. I was so pissed off the last couple of years because I walk by the tree 40 times a day, and every time I looked at it the last couple of years, I'm like, I don't like that tree. I don't like a tree. This year, we love the tree. Now, the puppy might end up dragging the tree down and tearing it, you know, all apart. We'll have to see how that turns out, but right now, we love the tree.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
All right, I think we have a new sponsor today, by the way.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
She's back. She is back as the sponsor. You spend so much money on this segment. We appreciate that. You give back.
Yeah,
that's what you do.
I'm a giver.
So we can wear your t-shirts now again.
Yeah, that's good. True. That's great. True. Fred had an insane travel time, but is back. How many hours total to get back from Costa Rica?
Well, it was more than 24, so it must have been like 36 hours.
How was the flight down? How long?
Oh, 2 hours from here to Dallas, and then 5 hours, maybe 4.5 hours to Costa Rica. So
that's not
simple,
horrible.
Right.
Did you see like a big parrot or like the rainforest stuff?
Oh, yeah. We saw all those things. Toucans.
Oh, I love it.
Macaws.
Oh, that's awesome.
Anteaters in the trees.
In the trees,
yeah.
Mark.
That's
kind of
sloths. We saw sloths sleeping in the trees.
That's
they
really
come down
fun.
From the tree once a week to go to the bathroom.
Once a week?
Wait,
yeah,
what?
Isn't that, yeah,
it's like the anti-Mark Reed.
They don't drink Diet Coke, do they? That is bladder control of Hall of Fame level.
Wow. Yeah. Once a week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just lots of animals.
They start on a Thursday, and it takes them that long to get to the Wednesday.
That's a good point.
That's what happens.
That's a solid point. Happy National Pie Day, and happy National Eat a Red Apple Day. I know. Don't eat the yellow today. Just have no idea why. Now, we've got music here, Mark. On this day in history, 52 years ago, it was 1973. I have a secret affinity for this group. When the Carpenters hit number one with this song. I like how it sounds kind of country-ish.
Twangy there.
Yeah, a little twang.
This was number one?
Number one!
Top of the world, the Carpenters. I missed the post a little bit
it's
there.
Okay.
Damn it. I really wanted to do it.
It was the secondary.
Such a feeling's coming over me.
There were two posts there, in fairness, right? Yeah.
There is wonder in most everything.
You know, to try and explain music like this to kids these days, like if I went back and played this song to my daughter, she does like songs that have good melodies.
Yes.
She has an appreciation for older music, but I don't know how the Carpenters would play.
I bought this for my mother, I remember, one Christmas. Like it was the best of the Carpenters. And I thought, well, that's nice. She can, you know, put that on. And then I found myself listening to it when she was at that. I thought, why? I don't know. I kind of like it.
Was it an album then?
Yeah, it was. It was just the best of maybe the Carpenters.
It's soothing. It's soothing.
It's soothing.
Music,
yes,
right?
But and you know more words than you think.
Right.
I'm telling you, you will sing along to this. Anyway, this was number one 52 years ago today. She plays drums.
She passed away like. Wasn't it even in the 80s? It was a long time.
Yeah,
ago,
it was a while. And she married somebody who was jerky and mean to her. And I didn't like that.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. Didn't help. And she had anorexia,
yeah,
I believe is what got her.
The eating disorder is what. Let's see. February of 1983.
Yes. It's just a shame because that voice is unmistakable.
33 years old. And to your point, she was a drummer with Richard there.
And Richard, of course, apparently his parents thought he was the golden boy and he was going to be great. And it was all about Richard. And then she started singing. And they're like, oh.
Really?
But they were still all about Richard. And then on this day in history, 36 years ago today in 1989, this movie was released.
Oh, sorry. The Carpenter's still going there.
Hey, Griswold, where do you think you're going to put a tree that big? Bend over and I'll show you.
You know, I still have to do this afternoon, so I'm going to shoot for 5:20. I want to talk about Planes, Trains, and Automobiles and the John Candy documentary, and there's another movie that he was in.
I look forward to hearing that.
Well, I have a few comments to say about that, so I wanted to give myself a little more time, but that's awesome.
It is, Fred, I don't think I've ever watched the entire movie. I know that makes
me
un-American. I really don't think
me?
I have.
I have. It's good. It's great.
I think I've watched the entire movie like 50 times. There might not be another Christmas. I've probably even watched that movie more than the Christmas movies that I like better than that.
Really?
Because family. Becky's a big fan. And we've watched it with Alexa and the boys when they were getting older. So, yeah, we've watched Elf in that one, I think, would be the two.
Oh, yeah.
If you're looking at
Elf.
The, you know, by count, I think those would be the two.
Well, that's fair. Mine is always A Christmas Story. I've seen that so many times. He comes down the stairs in a pink bunny. I've seen the heck out
I'm
of it.
I'm just worn out by that one now. I mean, you might be right. Maybe I've seen that one more than anything else, but I'm at the point now where, right.
It is Cyber Monday. But they're now already wondering if Black Friday is becoming obsolete, because who wants to go out and fight, you know, in line when you could sit on your couch and go boop, boop, boop. Now, I like Small Business Saturday, and that's great, but I just wonder if Black Friday is going to make it.
Wait,
remember?
Locally,
go ahead.
It's not a thing anymore.
Locally,
it really
that must
isn't.
Have been tough
oh,
for
yeah.
merchants this Saturday.
You know,
last Saturday because of the snow.
You're right about that. At Channel 4, when I was there, they used to have us work on, they'd send me up in the helicopter on Black Friday, and we would do reports of parking lots.
Oh, yeah. Like
50%
West
full
County
at the
malls.
Cold.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
that's huge. But the thing with those, and Jane had shared a lot of stories over the years, my former colleague at KMOX, Carol Daniel, and her mother, it was sport. It was a tradition. They would do it every year, and they had fun doing it. So it wasn't just about buying things. It was a family tradition.
You're right.
And I think that has gone by the wayside a little bit.
Adobe Analytics say Americans set a new record for online shopping on Black Friday, $11.8 billion. That's up 9% from last year. The peak was 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. when we were spending $12.5 million per minute.
Wow.
Per minute.
Wow.
We also spent $6.4 billion online on Thanksgiving Day. What? I don't know who has time for that.
Well, because you're sitting around, you're watching football.
Oh, that's
like
true.
That.
It's the people who aren't cooking.
Right, exactly.
What'd you do to yours that was so bad?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
It was a shameful Thanksgiving meal.
A shameful?
I accept 100% responsibility.
Huh. Did you have people sue at your new house?
Yeah, except Mike did not feel well that morning, and I thought, So I ended up canceling,
Then
I had to eat all the turkey myself. Oh. I ate all the dark meat. All I've got left is white.
Wish you invited me over. I could have had a better turkey, probably.
I'm the
probably.
Opposite.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nothing?
I love the white, don't like the dark meat.
Oh, see? That's how it is
in
our
team
house.
Team Fred there.
Yeah. No, I like the dark meat. It's got more flavor. Where was I? More than half of those online sales happened on phones this year, too. That's the new thing.
Wait, what?
Yep.
Like, what does that even mean?
Well, people are buying online, but not on their laptops.
I use a phone more than a laptop.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But no, you're not.
To
this
get
is
on
where
Amazon.
I get confused. I thought maybe you were talking about, like, they were calling QVC or something like that.
No.
You're talking about just apps on the
correct.
Phone.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, correct.
Of course. Yes.
Well, here are a few things to look forward to in December. Of course, in sports, we've got college football bowl games on December the 13th. In theaters, the big ones this month, Avatar Fire and Ash on December 19th, and SpongeBob movie Search for the SquarePants lands on that same day.
Have you seen the ads for the Neil Diamond movie?
No, but I want to see it.
Fred, you're going to find this interesting. I thought it was going to be a biopic of Neil Diamond.
It
is not. It is about Lightning and Thunder. I knew them in Milwaukee. This was a Neil Diamond cover band. We had Greg Kazan, who did a documentary called Song Sung Blue. This movie is based on his documentary, so we're going to have to track Greg Kazan down. But Lightning and Thunder were legendary in Milwaukee as Neil Diamond tribute act. Like,
that's really
very
cool.
Popular. Yeah, so that's what that movie's based on.
That's cool. Also, Five Nights at Freddy's 2 opens Friday. So does the re-release of both Kill Bill movies. And that runs 4 hours and 55 minutes. But if you want to relive the joy,
Dan Buffel will be there.
Yeah,
that's one person I know who will be at that for Kill Bill.
Definitely, yes. And, of course, we also have Giving Tuesday tomorrow and National Ice Cream Day on the 13th. Answer the phone like Buddy the Elf Day on the 18th. Just want to put that in your thought early. And finally, in Sue's News, we have today's random fact. I love this. Christopher Columbus thought manatees were mermaids on his first journey to Americas. He wrote in his journal in 1493 that he saw three mermaids, but, quote, they're not so beautiful as they're said to be.
I love that. By the way, it's Indigenous Peoples Day, not Columbus Day. Just remember that.
Ugh.
We have wrapped up a Monday edition of Sue's News with the Carpenters.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Well, I was off since last Monday, and for a few days of the holiday week, I really didn't pay attention to the news on purpose. I had my grandson in town, and that was a lot of fun. But, you know, then as the weekend started to get closer, I was paying attention, and the White House has launched this Media Offender of the Week section on its website to call out the fake news media. Here is Carolyn talking about this earlier today.
Unfortunately, and we deal with this all day, every day around here, there are so many fake stories that are unfortunately written that have inaccurate characterizations of meetings that took place, and it's all based on anonymous sourcing. And, you know, the standard for journalism, unfortunately, has dropped to such a historic low in this country. And again, we deal with it every day.
Every day they do, and they have for years. Examples.
One fake news story over the weekend, before I let you all go, from the New York Times, that took about one-third of the president's daily calendar and his daily schedule, and said that he's doing less than he did in his first term, or he might not be fit for the job. That is unequivocally false, and it's deeply unfortunate that this story was written by the same outlet and the same reporter who wrote this. Biden is doing 100% fine after tripping while boarding Air Force One.
I mean, you can't make this up. You really can't. Curtis Houck is with us, managing editor of Newsbusters at the Media Research Center. They do exactly what the White House is going to do on an hourly basis, if not every minute, especially in this climate. Curtis, good afternoon. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, absolutely. Same with you guys. Glad you guys all got in safe today.
Yeah, it's a little snowy here in the Midwest, but that's okay. We don't mind it too much, especially since we're sitting in a studio and we're not on closed highways right now. But I like this that they're doing. You know, just a little background here, and I don't know if I've ever shared this with you, but when Trump first started saying the fake news thing, right? And I always love this, too.
You are fake news.
As someone who went to an esteemed journalism school, Curtis, the University of Missouri, and was a news anchor and reporter, and, you know, when you're a journalism student or a journalism major with a capital J, you have to take the news seriously, right? And I thought that was ridiculous when he called the fake news out, because I think journalism is so important. And, you know, it kind of got me back on my heels. But then I started paying a little bit more attention. You'd think I would have been, because I've been tracking media bias since the late 90s with Bernie Goldberg's book, you know, Bias. But as you start to get into some of the things that happened before the pandemic, like I would say Brett Kavanaugh hearings in particular, or Covington Catholic, I started coming along more and more saying, you know what, I can't not defend that anymore, because it is indefensible what these news stations and outlets and newspapers are doing. So while I didn't like the fake news tag, I think it fits more than ever these days.
Yeah, I kind of think I would be in the same boat there. The enemy of the people thing, that's a little bit different too, but the general fake news catch-all term to describe news, I think, is particularly apt. And because the White House has really honed in on this reality of anonymous sourcing, and that's one of the things Caroline talked about today, is how so many of these stories are based on anonymous sourcing. We don't understand who it is. We don't know the person's motivation. We don't know any personal backstory, or whether one person has a gripe with another person, so therefore it might be colored. It's just treated as fact, because someone was granted anonymity. And I am so excited about this, Mark. I know that the White House will name many of the same people that we write about at Newsbusters. I love that on the bias page, each entry is backed up by multiple links. It's not just a listing and saying this person sucks. It is saying this is what they got wrong. Here's supporting evidence. I mean, it's amazing from a factual standpoint in terms of the way we do it here at Newsbusters, because that's really what we do. We show what they said, we say it's wrong, and we say why it's wrong.
Yeah, so it is really a great idea, and if you go to whitehouse.gov, or if you just, you know, just Google White House bias site, it'll come right up, and they say media offenders, and they'll have the media offender of the week, and then they'll tell you what the claim is. So it says here, the outlets were the CBS News, Boston Globe, The Independent, The Reporter. They named several reporters. The claim: media misrepresents and exaggerates President Trump's calls for a democratic accountability. Category: misrepresentation, omission of context. And then they talk about how the media misrepresented his call for members of Congress to be held accountable for inciting sedition, saying that he called for their execution. The truth: the Democrats and fake news subversively implied that President Trump had issued illegal orders to service members. Every order President Trump has issued has been lawful, and they go on and on. And in fact, what we've learned in the last 2 weeks is every person who was in that despicable video that told our members of the military to not listen to orders if they were illegal, they couldn't offer one example of an order that wasn't legal. Not one.
Correct. Well, and first on the actual page itself, what's really great is they have a drop-down menu based on the publication. They have a drop-down based on the reporters. And just to be a nerd here, they even have categories. They say why it's misrepresentation. It's just omission of context. It's just general bias. I mean, it's amazing that they go through all these kinds of things. And the other thing on the actual video, we would point out, my colleague Jorge Bonilla has done a lot of this legwork, point out that a lot of these folks may actually be guilty of 18 U.S. Code 2387, which talks about trying to cause insubordination, disloyalty, mutiny, or refusal of duty. It's basically trying to sow disorder within the ranks. That is such a thing that some of these folks could be hit with. We don't necessarily have to hit them with straight up sedition, punishable by death, but some of these charges about sowing disorder within the ranks could lead up to imprisonment of not more than 10 years or both, and ineligible employment in the United States for any agency for 5 years. So, I mean, this is definitely has something with legs to it. They were obviously tipped off, Mark. We all know this. They were tipped off about this story with the Washington Post and the Venezuelan drug boats and the secretary, you know, and his orders to kill this everyone on the boat. I mean, this is how the media works. We've seen this for, it's almost a decade now, Mark. I mean, that's crazy.
It really is. But I am impressed with this website, to your point, because they go down every claim, whether it's, you know, the Maryland father and Kilmar Abrego Garcia or some of the things that the BBC has done. Here's one. The View's Whoopi Goldberg makes up a song to slam Trump for building the White House ballroom, which they totally misrepresented that. You would have thought the whole damn White House was down if you listened to The View or some of these other outlets. Right. And then this is my favorite. So they go, and Curtis just said all this, but just so you're clear, they have the claim column, then they have the publication. Then they have the reporter, and then they have the category. And in the category for Whoopies, it says left-wing lunacy, which you can't beat. I mean, they call it right there, don't they?
Right, exactly. I mean, sometimes, you know, you can't just say something's a straight-up lie or, like, missing context. I mean, you just have to say, I mean, this is just stupid right here. I mean, you don't try to dress it up when it's nothing more than just plain dumb partisanship.
Well, I love that they're doing this. And, you know, I would say one of the things that's sad about what's happened to journalism, I'll give you a real life example last night. You know, I'm watching football and then 60 Minutes comes on, and used to be a big fan of 60 Minutes until Bill Whitaker came into St. Louis and portrayed us all as a bunch of racists over Kim Gardner, our former prosecutor. So the level of trust I have with 60 Minutes is at an all-time low. But they do a story last night, Anderson Cooper did it, on poly markets, you know, these predictive betting markets. I thought it was fascinating. I really thought it was a good story. But then I have to take a step back and say, well, I hope that's all accurate, and I hope there's not, because I don't trust the spin that they're giving me. Another example, I watched and wrapped The American Revolution, Ken Burns' new documentary. I liked it quite a bit. I learned a lot. But because of the wokeness involved in so much, look, we got to realize we have this stain of slavery. There's no doubt about that. But how much of that documentary is biased in one direction? I think quite a bit, having watched it all now. So that's where this level of trust goes. And I think most people are just looking for accurate information. And maybe they're not, Curtis. Maybe they're not really. They're just looking for things to fulfill what they believe in, because that's kind of the landscape we have right now. Maybe I'm giving people too much credit.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I think it's true. The fact that you have reason to cast doubt, or you're not reason to express concern at the very least and want to double check what's being reported is certainly true. And that's a scandal in its own right. I mean, 60 Minutes is definitely the worst offender. I mean, that's definitely going to be the biggest hill for Barry Weiss to climb there, because just the general smugness of these folks, it's just off the charts. And that was one of the biggest fears about Barry Weiss. You almost had some folks say, we don't really care almost what happens at CBS, except at 60 Minutes. We can't,
right,
you can't
right,
touch
right.
this baby, this child, this gold standard, 60 Minutes. But you see that the rot goes deep. But to tie this all together, I'm just glad that someone is going to stick a pin in the blimp-sized egos of these people and knock them down a few pegs. I mean, they may get mad about it, but, you know.
I love it. I think it's very creative on the part of the White House. They're bringing the receipts. I think that's very helpful. Curtis Houck, great to have you on. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. We'll talk soon.
Absolutely. Talk soon, my friend.
Take care.
Thank you.
Cusimano's coming up next. Well, it is kind of pretty out there with the snow, even though people are sitting in the traffic and they're probably cussing.
Yeah, they are.
Being angry right now. And I'm sure I'll be in that situation in approximately an hour and 10 minutes. But it has been quite the afternoon on the roads. We have Frank Cusimano with us from KSDK Sports Director. We always visit on a Friday and a Monday. We were not here Friday. We had a best of show. But Frank, how are you? Hope your Thanksgiving was well. Did you have to put up with Jeff Drew on Thanksgiving? Did you take him in because he's essentially homeless?
We were delighted to have the king in our household for Thanksgiving.
This is our mutual friend, Jeff Drew, who's a great guy. He really is. But I felt bad. He said he had no place to go. I'm like, man, I could have invited you as well. Although I screwed up Thanksgiving dinner. I bet Monique did a much better job than I did this year. Let's talk about Mizzou just briefly here, because, you know, it's hard to get all revved up about a bowl game when you had the expectations that you had going into the season. Having said that, I'm so glad that they finished strong against Arkansas on Saturday, because I don't think you wanted to blow that one. And in the first half, it looked like you might have.
Yeah, and, you know, 8 wins, and with a bowl victory, it could be 9. And if you count that over 3 years, that would be 30 victories in 3 years. But you're right. It would have been a catastrophe if you would have lost to Arkansas who was 2-9 going in. And it was a good, solid, you know, victory where your great defense played well at times. Your special teams was good. And I think, Mark, I think in the near future, we're going to find out that Bo Prabula played like the second half of this season with a broken hand. I think that's going to come out. And I don't think they want that release because they can't, you know, throw the ball, as you obviously saw on Saturday. But, you know, it was a gutty performance by him.
So we haven't spoken since the drink extension. There's a lot of folks out there that like to be negative about everything. He hasn't done this. He hasn't beaten ranked teams, blah, 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 all this stuff. I like him. I think he's doing a great job at Missouri. I think you have to have, you know, some consistency in the program to keep the recruits. But there was pushback, but drink got his payday, and you kind of had to do that given the coaching carousel that's out there right now.
Yeah, you had to. Now, in the end, I don't know if he would have been offered. He wasn't going to be offered the LSU job. I don't know if he would have been offered the Florida job. But I think, you know, in discussing with the board of curators, some of their people, that this is a contract that's going to – we're not going to have this drama from year to year. And as you say what you will about the man, but he's been a fabulous recruiter. He's won a lot of games. He's got to find a way to have a better offense and a better special teams. But I'm glad he's – the football coach of our state university.
I agree.
Frank, Ethan here. Mizzou obviously didn't disappoint in, you know, finding a way to hold on to Drinkwitz, but rivalry weekend did not disappoint either. I mean, the Iron Bowl was excellent. Texas A&M goes down courtesy of Texas. You had the game was a pretty impressive showing from Ohio State, and now we have conference championship weekend coming up this upcoming weekend. What are you going to be keeping a close eye on going into, you know, what will be the, you know, just the day after the releasing of who will be in the college football playoff?
Well, I got to tell you, and I think it's a legitimate, great question by you as usual, but I think the most fascinating thing is what has just been revealed in the last, like, 5 hours, is that because LSU wants to make Lane Kiffin's experience so special, that when Ole Miss wins a game, because he had it in his Ole Miss contract, like each game he makes money. So if they win that first round, he makes $100,000, even though he has nothing to do with that game. And if they win the national championship game, LSU will have to give him $1 million. If they win a second round game, it's $250,000. I mean, this is the craziest thing I've ever heard. Of course, what can you expect from a university who gave Brian Kelly $53 million to not coach the team?
It's ridiculous.
Is this nuts or what?
Wow. It's nuts. And I'm going to talk about it a little bit more with my friend John Ziegler after the top of the hour, because the Lane Kiffin story and just everything that surrounds it is so disappointing when it comes to, you know, the current culture of college sports. And there's a lot of challenges there. Hey, one thing that we have not, and Ethan, you and I haven't talked about this. You got your Cardinals hoodie on today, but we haven't spoken since Sonny Gray was traded. Derek Gould has a headline up on STL Today. It says, does Sonny Gray's trade reveal the Cardinals' new willingness to take risks? What would Frank Cusumano's answer be to that question?
Well, I think if you look at it, it made absolutely zero sense to have a guy making $35 million a year with an organization that's in a clear rebuild. And though they got two pitchers who will likely be in their rotation one day. So two pitchers for 7 or 8 years and Sonny Gray for just one more year, I'll take the two youngsters with a, you know, a chance to really be special one day.
How are we finding the Blues? I see there's another injury. Snugger has got an injury, and they've been playing a little bit better, though, haven't they, over the course of the last week?
Yes, they won. They've won two in a row. That doesn't seem like much to most teams, but that's the first time that's happened since like the first week of the season. So it's really good. They have the Ducks tonight, but the injuries are devastating because Snugger Root is now going to be out 6 weeks with wrist surgery, and Alexei Toropchenko had some type of incident at home where he burned his leg. He's not going to be available, and either is Pugh Suter. So they're going to be facing a first-place Ducks team without three of their better players.
Frank, we don't hit on SLU sports really in general here very often, but you know, there's some commotion right now on campus because the soccer team is heading to the Elite Eight after a big win against Bryant, and then you also have the basketball team who is off to a red-hot start and is a, you know, very fortunate buzzer-beater shot basically from Stanford from being undefeated.
Yeah, they really should be 8-0 as we speak. It was the most painful ending of a game. I mean, just imagine this. You know, Mark, listen real closely here. You are up you're up 2 points, and there's a guy at the free throw line, and he has one more free throw left. So he misses it intentionally. Stanford throws up a three-pointer at the buzzer, and you lose it. I mean, Ethan, could things be any more painful than that?
Pretty brutal.
Even though it's been a nice start.
Oh, I missed that. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to have to watch the video. That's nuts. Well, that's what makes sports interesting and exciting and emotional, certainly, for us. Frank, anything else you want to mention as we start the week here?
I will say this. There's a great article by Jordan Walker in the Post-Dispatch. And, you know, there's no scenario where the Cardinals can be any good if he fails completely. And I just like how he went to the hitting lab right afterwards. And I hope there's a chance that this 23-year-old, who everybody is so down on, can resurrect his career and be special. Because you don't want to have the top prospect in your organization completely failing. And I'm really rooting for the guy.
Absolutely. All right, Frank, we will talk on Friday. Have a great week. Try to get through the snow.
Okay, guys, take care.
All right, take care. Yeah, and the snow is not easy. We have traffic situations everywhere. Sue with an update here.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.